Ormodoxy for today, contrast. What is darkness? Very simply, it's the absence of light. Darkness is only definable in the presence of light. What is evil? Very simply, it's the absence of good. Evil is defined in reference to the good. Now, some take this one step further and define hell as the place where there is the absence of God. With this simple definition, it is possible to find hell here on earth now, not at some future time. Still, others will argue that by definition, there cannot be a place where God does not exist. Questions and ponderings such as these are more than mental gymnastics. They are brought to the forefront of our thoughts when light is threatened. It is part of our natural defense system because we are afraid of the dark. As humans, we want to stay in the light, but sometimes the darkness can be overwhelming. So overwhelming that we succumb to its power. The power of sunlight is so great that its light lightens our entire planet and heats it as well. Likewise, the power of Jesus as light of the world is so great that his light overcomes the darkness and therefore fear. Jesus begins his ministry by referencing the prophet's saying, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." The evangelist Saint Matthew continues by writing, "From that time Jesus began to proclaim, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" Let's pray today. Christ, the true light, make my soul worthy to encounter with joy the light of your divine glory on the day that I will be called by you, and to rest in good hope in the mansions of the righteous until the great day of your coming. Have mercy upon your creatures and on me, a sinner. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.